Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru, feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning into the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Stories of Hope Today. I just want to say thank you so much to Dr. Pat. I was just on her show. For those of you that watched that show, that was super, super awesome. And our producer here is Jessica. So thank you, Jessica, for producing us today for the Stories of Hope. And I also want to introduce you right away to our first guest. I want to pick up that conversation that we were having during the break because you said something that I'm going to touch on in just a minute. But first, I want to introduce you to the audience. My guest today is Jenny Kahn. She's a psychic medium who has immense respect for psychology and an insatiable thirst for understanding the relationship between spirit and the human existence. She's an empath, very attuned into the etheric plane, extremely sensitive to subtle energies, and eager to serve your highest good. She offers modern, digestible knowledge surrounding mediumship and psychic abilities. She is supported by a lifelong passion for psychology and, of course, spirit. Her belief is that we are all spirits having a human experience, and we all have access to senses beyond what we've been taught. Her intention is to spread this awareness and assist others in learning how to lean into spirit to co-create beautiful, to create a beautiful life for themselves. Welcome to the show, Jenny.
Thank you so very much.
Did I say your last name correct?
You did, yes.
Okay, I didn't ask you that before the show. So we were talking and I asked you, because you are a psychic, and I said, did you psychically draw yourself into this experience, right? And then you said...
I think the quick answer is yes. And then the story behind that was I just launched my own podcast and I really wanted to dip into the energetics of how this work is done. My energy can break things that are tech oriented. And so I tend to stay away from anything that is involving a microphone or a laptop. And so I knew that I needed to get familiar in this atmosphere. And so I joined the podcast collaborative Facebook community, I believe. And it was so many people and so many opportunities that I felt a bit overwhelmed. So I let my intuition guide me on like two different days. And I just only reached out to the people that I got that gut hit that would be a good fit. And then I kind of surrendered and I didn't do it again. And everyone that I did reach out has contacted me. And so it actually has worked out beautifully because I am learning as I do this with you. And now I just feel supported from the other side because everything has gone easily thus far. I have not broke anything that I know. Well, the mic didn't work, but we're past that. We figured it out.
Yeah. And that was just a very short thing. I mean, you should have seen, there were so many other things that have happened before in different areas, but I just want you to know that a lot of times when people come on this show and when they are sitting in this energy together with me, is they feel seen, they feel heard, and they feel seen in their highest, because this is the work that I've done on myself and also what I bring to other people, which is why the Stories of Hope is such a huge success. And also what people tell me all the time is that they feel seen in the energy. Like literally when you get off today, you're most likely going to be, you know, feeling it even more, affirming even more the work that you're doing. So it's really wonderful. Are you going to have a call-in show?
Yes, I believe I will do that. Right now I'm just recording, so I'm not there yet. I'm still sort of learning how to do everything, but I would like that in the future.
Good. That's awesome. Well, I want to support and energize you in that and support you for that. So tell us about what you want to address, because we have just a few short minutes. Let's get to the nugget, the gold,
Yes. What
it is that you want to talk about, and then we'll let people know how they can find you and how they can follow you with your amazing work.
Thank you. I think if I just had a few minutes to speak with somebody, I would really want them to know that we all have a spirit within, and I am a certified and registered medium, and I do communicate to the other side, but that conversation to me is less important than the conversation to the spirit within. And that is what I really want people to leave with, that knowledge that you have a spirit that came here, and there are things that you are meant to learn. There are areas that you are meant to grow in. And if at all you have conflict in your life or anything that you're uncomfortable with, there is a reason why, and you're not going in the right direction right now. And so we have intuition, we have psychic abilities. I do believe that we all have mediumship abilities. I like to say, if you've ever prayed to a higher source, you're using your mediumship, you just haven't learned to listen yet. And this human body is how we listen. And so my dominant clair, we listen through different clair senses, and mine is claircognizance, and that's clear knowing, and clairsentience, which is clear feeling. So I feel a lot in my body, and I think my dials were turned a little too far up in my life. So I would have anxiety. I would even think that I would have multiple personality disorders because I would feel so much in different settings. And until I learned how to turn those down and have healthy energetic boundaries, I was really not in a healthy or happy place. And so I like to say I fought my way out of a very dark hole with a fork, because I could have been a stereotype. I could have definitely stayed where I was at, but I knew if other people were living beautiful and healthy lives, that it was an option for me. And so I just kept asking questions and seeking help where I didn't know how to help myself, surrounding myself with people that believed in my dreams, even though they seemed so unpractical at the time. And I learned how to heal from the inside out. And so now my work, my mission, my love is to help other people have that conversation with the spirit within, learn how to listen to their body, learn how to lean on spirit, the universe, the other side, to help them create a life that they love.
I love that. I love everything you said, that you really learned how to embrace your empathic nature, which is really a big piece to discover, that mm-hmm. we are all empathic beings.
Yes.
That we're here to feel. And you said it in your bio that you're extremely sensitive. And that was most likely the reason why that overwhelm or that anxiety came in, because you were so sensitive. So the people that are really sensitive, rather than numbing it up or dumping it down,
yes,
right, really embracing it, like, wow, these intuitive gifts, these extrasensory abilities, how can I now embrace all of those superpowers? Because essentially, that's what it is. These are your gifts to embrace now in this lifetime. Would you say that's true?
100% true. Yes.
Yeah. So, you help people connect to their spirit within? Do you give them readings? They come to you and they ask you questions about their life, or do you work more with them and their soul?
Both. I think, you know, when you're working with somebody that this is new to, there's a lot of fear. You know, organized religion for a long time has really put a lot of parameters around what we should and should not believe, should and should not do. And so sometimes all it is just letting somebody know that their sensitivities are a gift, and just listening to them and holding a space that's safe and letting them talk. Other times when I'm working with somebody that is more spiritually awake, and I'm not saying, I hope I'm not overspeaking here, but I will say, may I call in your guides? I would like to call in my guides. Let's have a conversation that's going to support your highest good and what is going to support you in the here and now. And the conversation we have today could be very different than the conversation we would have had a year ago or a year from now, because it's all what's current now. And I can feel that, whether it be psychically or mediumshipistically.
Good. I love that. How are you feeling about my energy together with you?
Oh, you're very grounded. I knew at the minute I you're grounded, you're organized, you're safe. I feel like you own your own stuff and have taken a lot of radical responsibility in your life. I do feel seen by you, and I'm just excited to continue a relationship with you.
Oh, that's super awesome. We're definitely going to contact you again to talk to you further about other things as well. I can tell you that right now. Be in touch with you. So let's tell the audience where they can look you up, where they can find you. We have about a minute left, and okay. Let us give them all your social media handles.
Oh, thank you. So I really believe in the medium. My business is the medium experience. Fully believe in that, but I also feel like the human experience is equally as important. I love to live a beautiful life. I love champagne. I do a champagne channeling feature where I just sort of play with the energetics of luxury. I sometimes will give spirit messages on Instagram, which is the medium experience. I do not like to say I drink and work with spirit, but I am playful in the luxuriousness of what champagne offers us. And I also, my website is www.themediumexperience.com. I offer readings, and I am doing a spiritual retreat in September called Je Vois. It's French for I see, and it is in Palisade, Colorado.
Oh, good. Then you can give us, you can give us the, you know, the links and everything when that time comes. Stay in touch with us, but we'll be in touch with you, Jenny Kahn. Thank you so much for coming on and for sharing your beautiful energy, and also for bringing the luxury back. I'm totally with you.
Oh, good. Good. Oh, it was a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for having me on. I look forward to more connections.
Definitely. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it, launch, and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now. Everybody, welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Stories of Hope today. I want to introduce you to Mary Held. When I watched her videos on unfreezingtrauma.com, go to unfreezingtrauma.com and look at those videos and hear Mary talk. You have to watch it. They're short videos, so 10 minutes. Anybody that you know that's suffering from trauma needs to listen to this. Mary Held has spent 11 years suffering with debilitating seizures, despite following the recommendations coming from different diagnoses of physicians, neurologists, and psychiatrists. She then was introduced to the eye movement desensitization and reprocessing called EMDR. And after 4 months of intense therapy, she was almost seizure-free and full of joy. Her current mission is to tell everyone that she can about this unusual therapy and how it changes lives. Welcome to the show today, Mary Held.
Thank you very much, Cornelia. I'm glad to be here.
So here you are, completely seizure-free, where before you were having all of these seizures and they were telling you, you know, maybe it's this, maybe it's this, maybe it's, oh, what did they call it? Epilepsy?
Yes. We went with epilepsy for a long time.
Right. And so, and now you're seizure free. So you got introduced to the EMDR. That's the part I didn't finish watching on your videos, where, how did you get introduced to EMDR?
Well, I go to 12 step meetings.
Okay.
And I was in a meeting having a seizure, and the man sitting next to me touched my arm and I calmed down, which usually doesn't happen. And after the meeting, he said, I think you could use EMDR because it's been very useful to me. And so he gave me the name of his therapist and gave me the titles of some books. And I thought about it for a while and built my courage up for a while, built my hope up for a while, and then started making calls to try to find someone. That took a while, and it takes a lot of effort to make those phone calls. It's not like you sit down and you make three or four in a day. You make one a day, then you build your hope up, your courage up again to make one tomorrow. Finally, I found someone, and we really clicked. I really trusted her, and off we went.
I mean, I find it so interesting that our medical system failed you. If you wouldn't have been at the 12-step meeting, and the man wouldn't have put his hand on your arm and said, I think you could use EMDR. That takes courage to do that, to say that. And then you receiving the help that you needed in order to be able to be seizure free today. I just think this is like a divine appointment. It is, you know, a miracle in the making. It is all of the above. I just find this such extraordinary storytelling and life experience.
Yeah, when you're open enough and you ask for help, it's like you create this energy pool that people will come and help you, I think. Yeah. That it kind of happens that way.
Yeah. Now, Mary, you are a mathematician. You've been a teacher, right? All of your life. What are you doing now? What's your work now?
Right now, I'm retired. And what my work is, setting up podcasts and trying to sell my book, talking to people about EMDR.
Good.
Just getting that message out there as much as I can.
Yeah, that's really awesome. Do you have your book handy there by you?
It's called Unfreezing Trauma.
Yep. Show it up. Nice to the picture.
My private journey of EMDR recovery.
You know, look how beautiful that cover is. That's a really gorgeous cover, by the way.
Thank you.
That whoever did that, they knocked it out of the park for you.
Yeah.
They did a great job. And I also love Unfreezing Trauma.
Because that's what it feels like. You have this thing that happens to you. And rather than processing it and making a part of your life and going along with it, it kind of freezes. And when it comes back to you, it's exactly the way it was, with all the emotion and all of the feelings that went along with it. Well, I froze all those emotions and I hid them inside my head, like the whole right side of my brain was all of this hidden trauma that I wasn't looking at, and just shoving emotions in there. And so when we started getting rid of the traumas, there were some that were real obvious that we went through it at first. And then there was one that was just hiding away back there. And we went looking for it and followed that idea of we're looking in this stone cave in your mind, in this little box that has all these chains on it, and it's hidden away. And we have to find it and get close to it and open it up. When we first opened it, I just totally lost my mind, and we didn't do anything else that session except me screaming and pounding on the table. And I thought, well, we won't do that again. But then the next session, we went right back into it and got it solved, got it resolved, got it processed.
Got it processed because you are willing to face now what was hidden there. That was a traumatic experience that happened in your life, whether it was in this life or another life, but wherever the trauma came from, it's yours, and it was causing seizures. And so then yes. EMDR is like some form of rapid eye movement tech. Is that right?
It's a bilateral stimulation. So like I followed her fingers going back and forth in front of my face. Some people use light bars. You can use headphones with the tone that goes back and forth. With children, they'll often tap one knee and then the other knee. It just stimulates both sides.
Okay, it stimulates both sides, which basically then opens it up rather than shut it down, because maybe the seizures was because it was an imbalance and it was shut down in the brain.
it was like frozen in the brain.
Frozen in the brain. Wow.
Frozen in the brain.
So how long have you been seizure free, Mary?
I've been seizure free actually for about 15 years now.
That is extraordinary. I mean,
oh, it's just a joy. It is just a daily joy. I still get joy from doing little things, from being able to do little things, because I wasn't able to do hardly anything. You know, for the first 5 years of the seizures, I couldn't do anything on a regular basis. I couldn't predict that I could be so seizure-free enough to do something.
Yeah. Were you able to drive your car?
I don't know if this was legal. The doctor took me off for 6 months while we went through and made sure that I had an aura for every seizure. And if you have an aura, then you know a seizure is coming. So I always knew a seizure was coming so I could pull off the road if I was going to have a seizure. Now, I don't know if DMV likes that, but that's the way it was.
Yeah. I'm so glad that you were in the 12-step program, that man put his hand on your arm and that you listened to him, because you could have just also said, what is EMDR? What is he talking about? Never did anything about it. And you actually saved your life. He saved your life. And now you're helping other people. I want to be able to tell everyone where they can find you. So let's give all those social media handles. Like, let's give that website that I talked about earlier, the unfreezingtrauma.com, unfreezingtrauma.com. And then are you on Facebook as well, Mary?
Facebook at Unfreezing Trauma.
Facebook at Unfreezing Trauma. And then are you on LinkedIn or anywhere else?
What I'd like for people to do is just email me if they have questions. My email is unfreezingtrauma911@gmail.com. And then they can just contact me.
Good. And then the other thing is they can go to Amazon and buy your book.
Amazon.com and buy the book.
And buy the book.
Yep.
Yeah, that's fabulous. I think it's so wonderful what you're doing. I was so impressed by seeing those videos. I really like that website. Is that part of an organization, or is that your website?
It's just my website.
Yeah, that was really well done. I just want to give you all the kudos, you know. Amazing book cover, great videos, straight to the point. You told the story so well. And I love that you're out there now helping other people. And definitely, I'm glad that you came on this show so that we can spread your message out.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yes. So would you like to leave the audience with any particular message? Anything of hope that you want to say before we close out today?
I know that it is hard. Anybody who has trauma, anybody who's dealing with PTSD, this is very hard. And it is hard to get the energy and the hope together to start something new. But this one works. This one is worth it. So if you can get it together, get yourself together, try to make some phone calls. On my page, there are resources. You can go to Psychology Today, search your area for a therapist, search for a therapist that knows EMDR, call them. Make sure they're using EMDR. Do a little bit of talk beforehand, because you're going to want to trust them, because your mind is going to change. Your memory is going to change. How you feel is going to change. How you think is going to change. Things are going to move around, and you want to trust somebody and make sure they didn't just, you know, give you some drug to make it happen, you know, because at times it feels like they put a computer in your brain and you just have all this new stuff.
Thank you so much, Mary Held. Thank you for listening and tuning into the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Go check out unfreezingtrauma.com, and we'll see you again next time. Stay tuned for the Rosie Perez Show next. See you. Bye.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.